You're listening to Spokespeople.
So I grew up in Baltimore, in like the city, and now I live here, and I'm super liberal, and I majored in philosophy, and I'm just a hippie, and everyone in my family is really conservative, and that's the story of me. So the thing is, like, it was sort of a into the wild. Okay, so we're gonna have a story about Las Vegas. So I came from Baltimore, and like it's close to DC, but I lived in like the ghetto, and right now I live in the Tenderloin, so it's pretty much the same shit. But I've kind of been around that, and like I'm you know, the inner city wild, as it were, like very well acquainted. Like people ask me for, hey, can I have $5 to buy some crack? And I'm like, crack is $5. No wonder you all do it. but anyways, so I like, I don't really travel a lot, but I have an aunt and uncle who live in Las Vegas, and I've never really experienced Vegas in the traditional sense of it, like going to clubs or buffets or casinos, whatever the hell people do there. But my aunt and uncle live there in like a suburb, and my uncle's a retired Marine. And so I went out to visit him, I hadn't seen them in a really long time, and I came from San Francisco, and so I'm just all, you know, like liberal and gay and whatever. And like that whole side of the spectrum. And my aunt and uncle are great. They like don't get into any kind of like discussions with me about it, and like they're very nice people and very accepting, which is fortunate. So my uncle's like, I have the day off, like, do you wanna go shooting? And I'm like, not really. I'm actually very afraid of guns, and I had never really experienced anything around them, and I'm just kind of like, no, just stay away. Just stay away. San Francisco is telling you to stay away. Just your everything about you is just saying just don't. But then I was like, no, absolutely, yes, let's do that. So he was like, all right, great. So this is my little story about what Nevada's like. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been there, but it's a totally fucked up place. So here's what happened. This is how the day went. So we woke up in the morning, and it's like 10 o'clock in the morning, and he's like, okay, like, let's get ready to go. And so he's like loading the truck. I didn't even really see what was going on there, but I get in the car, and he's got like a gun. He's got a 9mm on his hip holster, and then he's wearing his like USMC shirt, and he's got a 38 on his other side and a 9mm on the dashboard. And then there are 6 rifles in the back. And I'm in the car, and I'm like, okay, we're in like this Durango or something. And we stop by at like a gas station because he's got to get cigarettes because we're in Nevada and like whatever. And then we go into this bar, and I'm like, all right. So we're in there, and I have a beer because, you know, I'm on vacation. And my uncle has a beer, and I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So we're playing video poker because this is so ridiculous. So we're playing video poker, and we're drinking, and there's just guns. And so he wins. He actually hits like a $200 payout, and I'm like, holy shit, that actually happens. Like, that's crazy. He's like, great, we get to go buy ammo now. I'm like, oh my God, this is not an ATM. But okay, this is just Katie, stay calm. This is all right. It'll all be okay. So we go over to like Big Five or something and buy bullets. And okay, so we spend all of our money on bullets, like every kind of bullet they have behind the counter. And I'm like, really? Like, do we have all of the guns required for these? Apparently we do. So we're in the Durango, and I'm tipsy. He's probably okay, but we've been drinking. So fuck. It's like not even noon yet, right? So we're driving down this like dusty Nevada highway, and we're just like listening to like, I don't know, Creedence Clearwater Revival or something very quintessential to the whole experience. And my uncle's like, hey Katie, have you ever gone 100 miles per hour in a car before? And before I can even get the word out, he just goes, and okay, so I'm panicking now. Similar, like I was also panicking in my last story, but it's just a big part of my life. So I'm like, oh my God, this is real. This is really happening. And we get up to like 110 miles per hour in this Durango with a small arsenal. And And then I see it, and I see it, and I'll never forget this, just the fear. I see dust kick up and the woo-woo, the lights of a police car. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is how it all ends. Like this is not okay. Everything about my intuition tells me this is not a good situation. So we're like, fuck, we get pulled over. I'm hyperventilating and crying. We're covered in guns. Like, there's just like I have a bag of $200 worth of bullets on my lap. My uncle has a 9mm in the center console and a 38 and a 45. There's just fucking guns everywhere. And there's a World War II Russian sniper rifle in the back of our car. There's also a 12 gauge. Like, who even needs that for anything? Anyways, so we get pulled over, and I'm like trying not to just throw up everywhere. But anyway, so the officer comes by and he goes, "Hey, you're going a little fast back there, don't you think? You know, what's that all about?" Like, I thought in my head, like, weird, didn't ask for license registration, but okay, that's fine. My uncle puts his hands on the dashboard, and he goes, "Officer, I want to let you know that I have, you know, this weapon." He told him about all the guns that we had, and I was just like, oh my God, we're getting arrested. We're going to be in jail. And he's like, "Well, as long as they stay put away, we won't have a problem." I'm like, okay, a little relief. And he's like, "So you were going a little fast back there, like, what was that all about?" And he goes, "Well, to be honest, I was just showing off for my niece here who's in town." And the cop looks at me, and I'm like, I'm sorry. Right. And so then he goes, "Okay, so yeah," and he's like, "Oh, where are you going to go out?" You know, he's like, "Yeah, we're taking her shooting, and she's never been before." And he goes, "Oh, well, you know, whatever." And they start, and I just, like, black out or something. And I'm not even sure what's going on, but I was so distressed. And then they started, like, the conversation strangely evolved into, like, them talking about how my uncle's in the Marine Corps and this police officer, whatever. And then they were talking about the different weapons that were in the vehicle, such as the Springfield 308. I don't know if you know, you probably don't. So I know this now, but it's a very large round bullet. It'll, like, it basically, there's just no godly reason why this should exist at all. But it's a very powerful gun, and the cop seemed very interested in it, so he was like, "Oh, like, let's take a look at it." And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is happening? So my uncle and the cop go out, and they're like looking at all the guns and the rifles and like whatever, and the cop's like, "Okay, well, you know, just slow down, guy. Like, just have a good time, okay? Just have fun. Bye, guys." And we drove away, and then I was thinking, like, what the hell was that? Like, Nevada is a place where, it's a magical place, where you can walk around with a gun on you and an open container, and that's totally cool. But if you get caught with, like, 0.2 of marijuana, you get thrown in jail for 2 years. Whereas here, it's different because you can walk down the street with weed taped to your forehead, and, like, no one cares at all, especially in my neighborhood, because they're like, "Well, we have crackheads to deal with, so just stay, you know, do your thing." And so, you know, I stopped crying and pulled myself together, and I was just like, that's so weird. He didn't ask for your license or registration, didn't run anything, no questions asked. Was just like, go have fun. We weren't even going to a shooting range. We were just pulling off the freeway into some dunes to shoot mountains. And then, so later that day, I blew up a mountain with an M16, and it was great. But, you know, these are just the experiences that shape us, and that was my Into the Wild experience.